Today's devotional reading is from Hebrews chapter 5. Every high priest is appointed from among men to represent them in matters relating to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and misguided, since he himself is beset by weakness. That is why he is obligated to offer sacrifice for his own sins, as well as for the sins of the people. No one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest. But he was called by the one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And in another passage, God says, "You are a priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek." During the days of Jesus' earthly life, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him and was designated by God as high priest in the order of Melchizedek. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain, because you are dull of hearing. Although by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to reteach you the basic principles of God's word. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is still an infant, inexperienced in the message of righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained their senses to distinguish good from evil. And this is God's word. One of the struggles I've had as a Christian is the feeling that God hasn't listened to my prayers. I know that God hears and knows everything, so the problem isn't that my prayer wasn't heard. The problem is that, although God hears our prayers, he often seems not to answer. When you speak to someone and they ignore you, it hurts. It feels like you don't matter to that person. It feels like he or she can't be bothered with your issues or problems. It feels like that person doesn't care. It feels about the same way to me when God doesn't answer my prayers. Doesn't he care? Did I offend him somehow with my request? Is there something in my life that he wants me to address first? Who knows? But Jesus can relate. Verses 7 through 9 describe Jesus' prayers in the Garden of Gethsemane. It says that he prayed with fervent cries and tears, according to verse 7. His goal in these prayers was to be saved from death, again, according to verse 7. Yet he did die. He was betrayed by Judas, arrested by his enemies, denied by Peter, and forsaken by the other apostles. He was tried and crucified. God was able to save him from death, but he did not. That seems like an unanswered prayer. Yet verse 8 says, he was heard. He was? How? In what way was Jesus heard? The answer is given in verse 8. It says, son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. In other words, Jesus learned what it meant to be told no. He prayed fervently and emotionally, but his request was not in God's will. And he knew that already, which is why he also prayed, not what I will, but what you will, according to Mark chapter 14, verse 36. Jesus prayed fervently and emotionally, but he also prayed submissively. Jesus asked God for what he, Jesus, wanted. But he learned what it meant to submit to what God wanted instead. Have you prayed about something and felt like it was a waste of time and breath? God's answer may still be yes, but not now. Or it might be a hard no. Understand, though, that it is not because God doesn't care for you. It is because his will is better than your will. So trust in that. Keep praying. But remember to pray submissively. And may the Lord help you do that this day. We'll see you next time.